Greetings again, pilgrims. It's Pastor Bob here, bringing you the next episode in our Gift of Gratitude series for the month of November. We are now up to Monday, November 16th, and we are just beginning a series of hearing from Billy Graham and his thoughts on gratitude. We will continue that today, and of course, we've got a new poem for you. Today, we dip our toe into a little Emily Dickinson today, a little Emily Dickinson. And just a reminder, we're still taking requests, suggestions, anything you might want to send me in terms of a poem, poetry, a poet. Amen. Well, just in case you're wondering, there's the monks, and they are definitely ready for today. It's a sunny, brisk, clear day. God is just spreading his joy over the entire world today. And if we can only receive it and live into it, let's try to do that with this devotion today. Let's start right here and right now with that. And let's let this set the tone for the day. We've got a cinnamon cider candle that's just burning beautifully as the wick gets deeper and deeper into the cavity of that candle. And listen up, friends. That's cozy chamomile. That's a little chamomile herbal tea with a splash of milk. Wonderful way to start the day. Amen. Well, without further ado, it's Monday, and we need to hear the good word. So following up from yesterday when Billy Graham taught us that we should be thankful because God has already blessed us, and we should be thankful for each blessing. And as Pastor Bob likes to say, and we need to respond to that thankfulness in terms of gratefulness and do for God what God has done for us. We heard about the Apostle Paul in jail. We heard about the 10 lepers. And now we turn to the subject to thank God for the material blessings that he gives you. Billy Graham's words, "We seem never to be satisfied with what we have, rich or poor, healthy or sick. But what a difference it makes when we realize that everything we have has been given to us by God. What a difference it makes when we realize that everything we have has been given to us by God." King David prayed this, "Wealth and honor come from you. We give you thanks and praise your glorious name. Everything comes from you." That's from 1 Chronicles chapter 29, verses 12 through 14. Billy Graham continues, "Some years ago, I visited a man who was wealthy and successful. He was the envy of all his friends and business associates. But as we talked, he broke down in tears, confessing that he was miserable inside. Wealth had not been able to fill the empty place in his heart. A few hours later, I visited another man only a short distance away. His cottage was humble, and he had almost nothing in the way of this world's possessions. And yet, his face was radiant as he told me about the work he was doing for Christ and how Christ had filled his life with meaning and purpose. I am convinced that the second man was really the rich man. Although he didn't have much, he had learned to be thankful for everything that God had given him. In Philippians 4, verse 12, the Apostle Paul declared, "I have learned the secret of being content in any and every situation, whether well-fed or hungry, whether living in plenty or in want." You see, a spirit of thankfulness makes all the difference. Are you constantly preoccupied with what you do not have? Or have you learned to thank God for what you do have? Amen. And now our poetry for the day. We're going to turn to Emily Dickinson, as requested by one of our loyal listeners out there. She even offered the book. And now, here it is. It's poem 712 from the Complete Poems of Emily Dickinson, written in 1863. "Because I could not stop for death, he kindly stopped for me. The carriage held but just ourselves and immortality. We slowly drove. He knew no haste, and I had put away my labor and my leisure too for his civility. We passed the school where children strove at recess in the ring. We passed the fields of gazing grain. We passed the setting sun. Or rather, he passed us. The dews drew quivering and chill, for only gossamer, my gown, my tippet, only tulle. We paused before a house that seemed a swelling of the ground. The roof was scarcely visible, the cornice in the ground. Since then, 'tis centuries, and yet feels shorter than the day I first surmised the horses' heads were toward eternity." Amen. A poem by Emily Dickinson. "Because I could not stop for death, he kindly stopped for me. The carriage held but just ourselves and immortality. We slowly drove. He knew no haste, and I had put away my labor and my leisure too for his civility. We passed the school where children strove at recess in the ring. We passed the fields of gazing grain. We passed the setting sun. Or rather, he passed us. The dews drew quivering and chill, for only gossamer, my gown, my tippet, only tulle. We paused before a house that seemed a swelling of the ground. The roof was scarcely visible, the cornice in the ground. Since then, 'tis centuries, and yet feels shorter than the day I first surmised the horses' heads were toward eternity." Amen. What a wonderful poem. You may have heard that before. You may not have even known it was Emily Dickinson. perhaps the greatest of American poets. Because I could not stop for death, he kindly stopped for me. Well, that's our episode for today. I hope you enjoyed it. We will be back tomorrow with a little more Billy Graham and a lot more poetry. Amen. Until then, may God bless your day and bring you closer and closer to being with Jesus the whole day long. Amen.